disappointed the way it panned out there at the end, definitely. A lot of things going on there in the last 15 or 20 minutes, and that had a major impact on the game, and have relegated us as a result of it. And you'd be very proud of the players, the way they played, and we've done enough to win the game, and we should have won the game, but we haven't won the game.
Why do you think that?
Well, sure, listen, Tom, you're a journalist, you know. You've seen the game as well as I've seen the game. You report on it tomorrow, and I'll read it.
Would you be unhappy with the game change once the referee went off Paddy Hughes and Michael Duffy came in?
Again, you're all journalists. You've seen the game. You can report on it how you see fit, you know. From our own point of view, we played very well. We've done enough to win the game, and we should have won the game.
And obviously, you're going down now and playing Division 2. It's not the end of the world.
No, it's not the end of the world for us. It's actually, it doesn't make a difference to us, because we don't really like the league, to be honest with you. We try to ease them down a bit and bring them back up and get them fresh for Championship and have them ready in the summertime. And it's very hard to balance that with winning games in the league, particularly in Division 1. So it's not a big issue for us. We'll rebuild in Division 2. Not that we'll be rebuilding, but it'll be a wee bit easier on us in terms of the opposition that we'll be playing, in terms of the Division 1 opposition. It'll give us a chance to be able to roll out our annual plan a lot easier than it would have this year and last year, and that's the balancing act we were doing, and I've no problem with that, and we had no problem with being relegated anyway. It's just the manner of it, how it unfolded, the effort that the players put in, what they delivered out on the pitch should have resulted in a victory. We should have won the game, and we haven't won the game.
In terms of the game itself, you had to make a number of changes. Without three or four key men, obviously you'd be very pleased with some of the people that came in.
Oh, very pleased, definitely. Like, and I mean, every club, every team in the county and the country has injuries and so forth, and you have to deal with that. We haven't got the biggest squad in the world, but you know, you have to deal with injuries, and you know, our under-21s are going very well, and two or three of them came in and done very well for us, and we're happy with that. And we've found Ross Huerty and Ryan McHugh and Luke Keeney today, and a good few of them. So, you know, we've got Neil McGee, we've got Paddy McGrath, Carol Lacey, David Walsh and Christy Toy all on the way back. So when them five are added into the Championship squad, then we should have a decent squad for the summer.
Yeah, and you started Championship preparations on Tuesday, and even though this game was coming up and was so crucial.
Yeah, we trained on Tuesday, we trained on Thursday, and we trained yesterday, and I thought that, you know, we lost Colin to a cramp probably as a result of the training this week. But at the end of the day, you know, we decided that was the date we were going to start. We were going to build towards the summer. It's always about the summer for us. It always will be about the summer for us. And we've got a very good week, and even today's game will be a great help to them. And that's four really good sessions in the 1 week. They played with a lot of intensity today, and they played with a lot of pace today. And that's a good week's work for us, and we have another seven of them to come up now.